We are learning Maseches Megillah Daf Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph, the two dots, two lines from the bottom. Tanur Rav Yosef says in the pasuk of Megillah that one of the mitzvahs of Purim are umeshloach monois ish l're'eyu, which we darshin loshen monois shtei monois ish echad. Mitzvah of meshloach monois is two presents, two portions to one person. Matanos la'avyanim, there's a loshen matanos and avyanim. Shtei matanos, shtei bnei adam. You need two matanos to two people. Altogether, two matanos, but to two different people. So meshloach monois is two monois to one person. Tanos avyanim is two to two. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, Shadu Leila Rabbi Ishaya, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, which was a very rich and chashuv person, he sent to Rabbi Ishaya, Atma de Igla, a thigh of an Igla Tulsa, of a special type of calf, Shlish Lebetan, Rashi says, a very good calf, which means a third, the third born, that's a very good calf, the Garba de Chamra, and a small barrel of wine. That's what he sent to Shachmanas. Shalach Lei, Rabbi Ishaya, sent back to Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, Kayim te banu rabenu mishloach monos shvei. You mean kayim mishloach monos ishrayu, and some of the girls kind of avdeinim. Now, what's the chiddush that kayim banu mishloach monos ishrayu? What's the chiddush? So Rashi says the tray monos ika. I'm saying obviously. I'm saying a barrel of wine and a whole thigh is pretty good. So both the prichadosh and the taz speak out. The raya here is that even drink can be called a mana. So shaila. We were at this Gemara, you would think maybe it only has to be food. That's called a mana, not drink, not a mana, not portion. Kamash lon, that's called two portions. A drink with the food is called a portion. And for the gears of Thomas of Vayanim, Rashi Nagar is that you have to learn it up, how to be gears, that will take it out for now. We're not going to go into that right now. So, Gemara Vaita, Rabba Shodo Leila Mari Bar Mar Biyad Abaya, here's one of the Makaris he sent with a Shliach. Rabba sent to Mari Bar Mar Shlachmanis, he sent to Biyad Abaya. Mole Tiska de Kaspa, he sent a little bag of dates. Umole Kasa de Kimcha Davshuna, and a cup of dried kernels, dried wheat kernels. Omle Abaya, and it was edible, because it has to be edible. It was edible kernels. You can make it into flour, and that's even better, but right now it's even edible the way it is.
It has to be cooked.
It was roasted. It has to be cooked, yeah. Omle Abaya, Hashta, if it's something that's not edible, yeah. Omle Abaya, Hashta Omar, Mori. So Abaye wasn't happy with this present that Rabbah was sending. He says, Mari's going to say that if a farmer becomes a king, he never takes the basket off his neck. Here also, you Rabbah became a Rosh Shiva. In those days, Rosh Shiva was became very rich. And this was sending some like dates and some flour, some kernels. He said, he was trying to tell him it's not so positive. But it doesn't seem like Rabbah listened to him. Because then Mari sent back some shachmanos. Hoda shodle iu mole taska zingvela. Mari sent back with Abaye to Rabbah a little bag of ginger. Mole kosa de papla richa and a cup of hot peppers. Om Abaye hashda om Amar anos shadu chulya. I'm sending you sweet stuff. Iu shalichuf. You're sending me sharp stuff because that stuff was sweet. Om Abaye. These Gemaras here, some of them are like, you have to look at all the Kabbalahs for them to really chap what it means. But let's see this Gemara. Om Abaya, the Chassam Sefer has Opshah next Gemara. We're not going to say it over, but Ayin Sham. Om Abaya, Kinofki and Beymar have a savannah. When I left Rabbah's house, I thought I was full. I was full. I couldn't eat anything. Kimot Lahasa, when I came to Mari's house, Krivuli Shisim Tsoi, he served in front of me 60 different plates. The Shisim Nikdere, every plate had a different food. The achlebu shisim plugi, and I took a taste from every single plate. Ubishul of esraisava correlates slikada. The last one was called slikada. It was something that was made in the oven, but in a pot. It's called slikada. Uboy lemeches sabasrei. It was so good. I wanted to eat the plate afterwards. And the mashal speaks out. It was an edible plate. The plate was edible. He wanted to eat the plate afterwards. He was still hungry after eating 60 more portions after he was full. Someone who's poor is hungry. He doesn't even realize how hungry he is. Inami, either not upset is. If it's something good, you always have room for something sweet, like dessert. People use this memory for. This is the Gemara. So it doesn't actually mean dessert. It means something sweet. You always have room for something sweet. Here it was in a suda. People just tell it's a dessert. Akapadam. That's the Gemara says. So obviously, you read this Gemara. It's like a very interesting Gemara. So the Chassam Sofer has a whole pshat, has to do with Torah, different, he thought he was learning, he learned enough of this, he learned of that. Ayin Sham, he makes the whole Gemara, is talking about the Limud HaTorah. Abaye ba'oven, Rav Chanina ba'oven, mechalfi suda zayu lahadodi. Abaye ba'oven, on Purim, used to switch off the sudas. Now, Rashi learns it means, ze oicham ze ba'purim shoshana zu, and the next year, he had the Purim suda there. So what do you want? So, Darkei Moshe speaks out, and the chiddush over here is, that when I eat by your house, a suda, you're mekayim shlach manos. You would think Mishloach Manos is I have to send you a gift. No. Mm-hmm. If I buy someone at the house, I give him food in my house, that's also called Mishloach Manos. That's the Darkei Moshe learns. That's the Chiddush of his Gemara. Right, Mishloach Manos. Oh, Darkei Moshe, that's the Chiddush of Gemara. If it's in your house and you give him food, it's called your Yeretz Mishloach Manos. Omer Rabba. Mechayev Inish Lepsumei Bepuraya. It's a chiyev for a person to get drunk on Purim. Ad lo yodav and horo hamon l'barach madchai. I told you there's no difference between horo hamon and barach madchai. Tosfos adds on a few more. Arura Zeresh, Brucha Esther. That means the difference between Zeresh and Esther. And Kol Rasham and Kol Yehudim. Also another thing. So it's a mechuyiv to get drunk till you don't know the difference between horo hamon and barach madchai. You can look at all the warnings on Purim to know exactly pshat in this Gemara. Rabbi Rav Zeira, Ovdu Sudas Purim Bahadi Adadi. Rabbi Rav Zeira, one time made a Sudas Purim together. Ifsum, and got good shikah, come Rabba shechted Rav Zeira. Rabba got up, and he shechted Rav Zeira. Pasha Pshat sounds like he killed Rav Zeira. Lamacha, boyi rachmi, the next day, he chap what he did, v'achye, he made tchias meisim. Ushana, the next year, Amalei, he said, Rabba said, meisim av Rav Zeira's Purim adadi. Last year was very geshmak. Let's make the Purim suda again. Amalei, loy v'chol shaita v'shaita v'sarach ha-shnisa. Not every year is going to happen in Nes, and I'm not trying it again this year, so we'll skip for this year. That's what the Gemara says. Of course, again, the Mefarshim learns this Gemara, chas v'shom, someone killed someone else on Purim, especially a tzaddik, like we can't even imagine, like Rabbah. So, they learn this Gemara in other ways. There's hundreds of pshat in this Gemara. So, the Gemara writes, Amar Rabbah, Sudas Purim Shach V'Layla Yosdei Chavasa. If you eat the Sudas Purim at night, you're not Yotze your mitzvah of Suda. Suda is Ikka by day. Even though the Mechaber brings down, the Ramah brings down, it's the opposite Inyan to be Marvel Suda by night, it's Ramah. But the Ma'ase, Ikka Suda is by day. My time, it says in the Pasuk, Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. It says Yimei Mishta V'Simcha, which means the day is the Ikka Suda. Rav Ashi Av Yosef Kamei De Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi, on Purim day, was sitting in front of Rav Kahana, who's Rosh Shiva. And they're sitting in the Rishmedesh learning. No one was showing up to the Rishmedesh. Oh, Malay, so we kind of asked Rashi, my time lost our bottom. Where is everyone today? Dilma, three of the Besuda's Purim? So he answered, so the Rav Ashi answered, if you put in the word Amalei, he answered, Dilma, three of the Besuda's Purim. The Talmud answered, maybe they're eating the Purim. Amalei, they have a Shrek La Urta. They couldn't eat it last night. They have to eat it today in the middle of Seder. They couldn't eat it last night. Amalei. So the Talmud answered Rav Kahana, "Lishmile lemar hod amar Rava sudas purim shachah b'layla yosdei chavasa." You didn't hear what Rava darshan from the pasuk of Yemei Mishta Simcha that you eat the sudas purim at night, you're not yaitza. Amalei, amar Rava, achid. Did Rava really say that? I'm like, in yeah. Tanim nei abam zimnim. This is the Rebbe. He learned it from him 40 times. But domalei kavad the manach v'kisei. And told him 40 times. You don't expect to remember it. This is talking about Amarayim, what a better memory than us. And he learned it from him 40 times. And then once he had it 40 times, it was in his pocket.
From his Talmud.
Yeah, he was waiting. He thought that coming today. The Elm's coming today. And now he found out not. It's only in Rava's day, it seems like they made this drasha. Rava made this drasha. But he made Mishnah Simcha that the Iker Suda is by day. And again, he said the Mechaber passed like that. And the Ramah speaks out. Still, there's an Indian to Marva Simcha at night. So, the Gemara Vaita, new Mishnah. A new Mishnah. Ein ben yomtiv l'shabbos ela oichel nefesh bilvad. There is no differences between yomtiv and Shabbos besides oichel nefesh bilvad. Both Rashi and Tosfos speak out. Of course, we're talking about here the things you're allowed to do l'chatchila. Einchem is huge differences because on Shabbos there's skila karis. On yomtiv it's only alav. L'gavay einchem is a big difference. But l'gavay what you're allowed to do. The difference is oichel nefesh. On yomtiv you're allowed to cook, and on Shabbos you're not allowed to cook. Now, if someone asked me, what do you mean, you're allowed to carry? You're allowed to carry a halos shul on Yom Tov. So it's more than different. Say, Ela oichav nefesh v'adav ha'itzah on this. What's the teretz to that? Teretz is, why are you allowed to carry your halos shul? Only al metoich. Metoich that's mutter to carry if it's oichav nefesh of food, you're allowed to carry your halos. So Echanami, he could have said, no, nafmin is metoich. But lemaisam, the metoich means metoich shutra shurach nefesh, any other tzarech mutter as well. Any other tzarech mutter as well. So Zok the Pirish of Shnayas Rama over here, that this mishnah is going according to Beis Shammai, he does not hold the Mataych. According to Vasili, hold the Mataych, this mishnah is not according to Vasili. That's the Pirish of Shnayas Rama says over here. Al Kapanam, that says in our mishnah, the difference is Eichel Nefesh Avad. Zok the Gemara, hold the Inyan Machshir Eichel Nefesh. What about like machshir yochanav, which means like fixing the knife in order to make a shchita on Yom Tov? That zevad shavin, everyone agrees, is usher. So tomorrow, Masisim like Rabbi Yehuda. That means that zevad Shabbos and Yom Tov both is usher. That means we hold machshir yochanav is usher. Masisim is like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya Lutan Abraisa. Ain ben Yom Tov a Shabbos al ochanav a Shavat. That's what Tanakama says. The only difference is Eichel Nefesh. The Eichel Nefesh Mutar Yontev and not anything else. Rabbi Yehuda, Mata Af Machshira Eichel Nefesh. Even Machshira Eichel Nefesh means things that facilitate the food, to get to the food. Like fixing a knife or carrying the knife. My time in Tanakama. What's wrong in Tanakama? It says that only Eichel Nefesh itself, only cooking itself is Mutar and not the other things. On Makra, Hu V'loi Machshira. But it says in the Pasuk that you let him cook for Eichel Nefesh. It says, "Ach asha yoichal lechol nefesh hu levada yasal lechem." So he darshan hu v'lo machshirav. Rabbi Yehuda darshans. Rabbi Yehuda Omar. Rabbi Yehuda darshans. He darshes the word omakra lechem. The pasuk says lechem hu levada yasal lechem. And we darshan lechem lechol tzarchem. All your needs. V'idachdam yaksiv lechem. So what does Tanakama do lechem? Lechem means all your needs. What does he do lechem? So Gemara says the Tanakama darshans lechem v'lo yevlechavim. It's lechem. You're not allowed to cook for a guy. You have a non-Jew in your house, a non-Jewish worker. You cannot, let's say a clean lady, you cannot cook for him on Yom Tov. It's also. It's also within Torah. And lechem leklavim, you can't cook for your animals. You can't cook for your animals. V'idach nami, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with who? Because who says who? We dash with who v'loy machshirov. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with who? V'idach nami aksiv who? So the answer is aksiv who v'aksiv lechem. Lechem, Rabbi Yehuda dash is a chol tzarchem. Who sounds like loy machshir? What's the difference? Kam machshirim she'ef shlasis merav yontif. Kam machshirim she'ef shlasis merav yontif. If the knife broke before yontif, you could have fixed it. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees you can't fix it. But if it broke on yontif, you could fix it even though it's machshirim. So it means Rabbi Yehuda only allows machshirim that you couldn't do before yontif. So now Tosfos medayik mashma food. Even if I could have done for yontif, I'm allowed to cook it on yontif. And that's the halacha l'maisa. You're allowed to cook fresh food on Yom Tov. You need kudu on Yom Tov. You're allowed to cook fresh food on Yom Tov. But there is an exception. If the food would be better before Yom Tov, then you can't do it on Yom Tov. That means, that's for sure. If cheese, for example, cheese is much better to make before Yom Tov. It has more time to get hard. And now it's usher, it's a laugh to make that on Yom Tov. And l'maisa, and also, you look at Masechus Be'ah, there are certain things that you could do before Yom Tov, you do before Yom Tov, let's say salt, things that don't get ruined at all. It's not even better at all. It could be stupid for Yom Tov. This Gemara sounds like the whole din of Efshal Shesem Erev Yom Tov is only by Machshirim, not by regular food. That's the discussion. Taisa the Ramaskal Khan. Zok the Gemara. Ein ben Shabbos Yom Kippurim. Mr. New Mishnah over here. Ein ben Shabbos Yom Kippurim. The only difference between Shabbos and Kippur regarding the Oynish, at least, all the Malachas are the same Isser. And the Gavir Oynish, by Shabbos, it's Skilo. By Yom Kippur, it's Karas. Now, the other nafkaminas also, here you're not allowed to eat, and here you're not allowed to fast. You know, the opposite. But we're not talking about those dinim. We're talking about the din of the malacha and the einish. So malacha is the same, and the einish is that on Shabbos is the Isser Skila. And on Yom Kippur, it's Isser Karas. Zok the Gemara, it's mash v'hol in tashlumim, legabe the idea of komle b'derabbe munei, zevizashom. What does komle b'derabbe mean? If someone ruins someone's property, and the same maisa is mechayiv misa because of Shabbos, the halacha is yepater. Because we say, what's bigger? You get the bigger einish, which is misa, rather than paying money. It's called kavanah rabbanim. What about by karos? Is karos the same thing as kavanah rabbanim or not? So it's really machlokes tanoim. It's mashma ramishta, legabi kavanah rabbanim, they both agree, you're pater. Money masnisim ram nechunya ben akoni. It's nechunya ben akoni holds, even by karos, it also paters you because of komlei b'derabbanei, that you get the bigger einish, which is karos. In Thailand, in the Braisa, Rabbi Nechunya ben Kona, haya oises yem e kapurim ke Shabbos le tashlumim. Rabbi Nechunya ben Kona said that kapurim is equal to Shabbos regarding tashlumim. Mas Shabbos mischayev b'nafshoi, just like Shabbos, yechayev b'nafshoi, yechayev skilo, patam tashlumim, because of that, you patam tashlumim, because you don't get two einishim, like the Pasuk says, and you only get the bigger one. After Yom Kippur, Mischayev b'nafshei b'atam l'shlumim. Mischayev b'nafshei b'atam l'shlumim. You would have said maybe not. It's only by your oinish that b'yad bezdin. But if this is b'yad shemayim and the money is b'yad bezdin, maybe you would get both of them. Kamash lon. Even then, Rabbi Chaim Kana says yidashu shvam psukim. Even then, you have kom leib the rabbi. You don't get two oinchim. You only get the bigger oinish, which would be karis, and therefore your pata from tashlumim. Once we mention karis in our mishnah and in the Gemara, we have a different discussion. It's not awesome. Kol chayev ekrisis shalaku niftu miyad krisasam. It says in this Mishnah that if you warn the guy who's doing this Isser Karas, you say, if you do that, you get Malkus. And you give him Malkus, he's part of him Karas. It's a Ptur. It's like a Kaparo. Shenemar, V'nikla Achicha Le'inecha. Kimon Shalaka, once he gets Malkus, Hareyeku Achicha. He's like your brother, and he has a Kaparo, and he does not get Karas. And it's a big Malkus to show him if you have to do Tshuva as well. But Pashas, it sounds like we have Tshuva.
You do that on purpose?
What?
You do that on purpose?
No. What do you mean, do it on purpose?
Like, warn my friend, warn them for somebody that I care about.
To aid them? If you warn them to do a variant, it doesn't vary. It's a Russia. I'm saying, what's the purpose?
Wait,
saying,
give them the
mock,
get somebody that
you
care about.
Mock is not too smack either. Divrei Rav Chananya ben Gamliel. I don't know if you can do them. I'm not sure what the case would be. Divrei Rav Chananya ben Gamliel. Om Rav Yechanon, chalukah v'lav chaver rachmi ben Gamliel. This idea that if you get Malkus, you're part of a chorus, it's not so pashut. The Chacham argued on Rav Chananya ben Gamliel, the Chaverev. But he didn't say which, he didn't specify what. Omar Rava, Amri Beirav, Tanina. I'll bring a raya from our Mishnah, like Rav Yechanan, that there are Chacham who argue Rav Chananya ben Gamliel. Why? Because it says in our Mishnah, Ein ben Yom Kippur Shabbos, El Shezehu Zoyin Be'odom, Zezer Be'karas. Yom Kippur Shabbos are different. This is Karas, this is Be'odom. V'misa, if there's such an idea as getting a Kapara through Malkus, it'd be Be'odomu. They're both with the Adam. So our Mishnah sounds like we argue on Chananya ben Gamliel, or Chananya ben Gamliel. So Marsha didn't say two Turuchim. Amar Rav Nachman, it's not a Raya. Really, if you Chayiv Malkus, it'll be a Ptur. But Amar Rav Nachman, our Mishnah is Rav Yitzchak. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Malkus b'chayiv krisis leka. He holds that even though krisis is a lav, there's no Malkus. The Tanya went to the Brayse. Rav Yitzchak Eimer, Chayiv krisis b'chal hoyu. Chayiv krisis were b'chal. The psukim that says v'nichesu hanefashos ha'oisos after the parasha arayis, it says everyone gets karas. Now in parasha kedoshim it repeats over karas ba'chayisai. Why? Why is it repeated over? V'loma yotzu karas ba'chayisai. Why is it repeated over karas ba'chayisai? To teach us a lesson. L'doinoi bekaras v'malkus, to say that these lavim only get karas and not malkus, and that's why it repeats it over. And Rashi and Tosfos ask, I wise repeat over Nida? Says for a different reason. For a different reason, teaches about Hara. Look at the Gemara there. Akaponim, it repeats this over to tell you that you only get Karas, no Malkus. So that's a Yitzchak Shita. So like this, if you would get Malkus, Vav would be a Kapara. We'd be a Chananya ben Gamliel. Punk, there are some, Mad Yom Mahol, there is no Malkus at all by Karas. And that's Pshat in our Mishnah. So it's not a Raya, not like a Chananya ben Gamliel. It's just a Raya, there's no Malkus, which is not a Raya to a Chananya ben Gamliel. On the other terrace, Rashi Yamaf, Yavada, you get Malkus. And about if you get Malkus, you have a kapara. Our Mishnah says this is the Adam, this is the Shemayim. It's not Kasha. Rav Yom Afilte Rabbanan Ze Ikri Zinim Adam. By Shabbos, the Ikr Oynish Skila, which is the Adam. Mashenkin by Yom Kippur, the Ikr Oynish is Karis, which is not the Adam. About that works, but that's not the Ikr Kapara. Ze Ikr is Doinav Karis. This one, the Ikr Kapara, the Ikr Oynish is Bekaris and not Be Malkus.